Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, hey, hey. Do you mind if I tell the truth? For a second, y'all. So damn late for you to say I'm tripping, just a homie from the States. Don't he know it's 1 o'clock in the morning? Say it's cool, baby, it's cool.
Baby, I deserve
for you to say he's coming into town this evening. He was just wondering if you and him could hang out. I don't like it. No, I gotta trust you. It ain't cool, cause I know it's true.
Maybe I deserve
for you to go out and find some other guy.
Maybe I deserve
for you to stay out with them all night.
Maybe I deserve
for you to do all the things I did to you.
Maybe I deserve.
Oh yeah.
Maybe I deserve.
Oh yeah.
Maybe I deserve
for you to go out and find some other guy.
Maybe I deserve
for you to stay out with them all night.
Maybe I deserve
for you to do all the things I did to you.
Maybe I deserve.
Oh yeah.
Maybe I deserve.
Oh yeah.
Maybe I deserve
for you to put on sexy dress. Need to ask you, the hell you tryna impress? For you to laugh it all, like it ain't nothing. I know it's something. Maybe
you're
here to sit at home and wonder where you are. Is it kissing you, touching you, holding you? But take a drink, help ease my mind. I wanna be mad, wanna be after all those times.
After all
those times, for you to go out and find some other guy.
Maybe I deserve
for you to stay out with them all night.
Maybe I deserve
for you to do all the things I did to you.
Maybe I deserve.
Oh yeah.
Maybe I
oh yeah. For
yeah,
you to stay out with them all night.
Maybe I deserve
for you to do all the things I did to you.
Maybe I deserve.
Oh yeah.
Maybe I deserve.
For,
maybe I deserve
for me to ask you where you've been,
where the hell you been.
For you to say I better stop tripping.
Maybe
oh,
I
oh, I'm gonna trip. Would you grab your neck until you let me know? You to run crying, crying out the door.
Oh,
to grab my coat and chase you down the street.
Please
say it's not you, it's my own insecurity. But you say, yes, I cheated on you.
Would you tell me?
I won't care, cause after all of what you do me, I deserve to go. To be mistreated sometimes.
To tell you the end of my story, for all of those who
wanted to know, was there life after the pain?
After the pain, you come and love me. And I welcome you. You're a glad sight to see.
Oh, On everybody, you got the Fat Man up in here. What's popping with y'all? It's 2:13 on a Saturday. I want to welcome y'all to part two of Sexually Speaking. All right, you know what I mean. So we're about to get it in again today. If y'all missed the show last week, of course, you know we had topics and everything. Big shout out to the Thick Nation Radio. We got it in Wednesday. Of course, y'all can listen to Thick Nation Radio on InsightRadio.com, if I'm not mistaken, every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, all right? We're on from 7 to 9 p.m., all right, West Coast time, and I think 10 to 12 p.m. East Coast time, you know what I'm saying? So y'all can log on and hear your boy Fat Man and DJ Diva D, and, of course, my man Bo Mania out there in the ATL, you know what I'm saying? And I've seemed to have gotten this label of the bad boy of the show and everything, you know what I mean? So big shout out to everybody that's already in the chat rooms. Big shout out to my man Shooter Max sitting right here next to me, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my girl Deborah Lynn Payton. You know, she said I'm already logged on and this, that, and the other. So, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to Deborah Lynn. My girl Samel Caruth is trying to log on too, you know what I'm saying? So if anybody's out there listening, y'all hearing the show for the first time or whatever, make sure you log on to my wall, give me a hell yeah, you know what I'm saying, something like that. Let me know that you are definitely in the building listening to the Fat Man right now, you know what I mean, on WPHAT Jam Radio. Okay, this is my new show called Sexually Speaking, you know what I'm saying, which is dedicated to all my BBWs. And he said, yeah, I heard my name. Good, baby, I hear you. Big shout-out to Samel out there. We got We got Sacramento in the building already. Sacramento in the building, and we got San Diego, I think. Deborah in San Diego. Yeah, you're bad. You are the bad boy. Yeah, that's what they say. They say I'm the bad boy of the radio show, and this and the other. And I don't think I'm the bad boy of the radio show. I just keep it totally 100. You know what I'm saying? A lot of women these days want a man to be honest, and I still say that a lot of women can't really deal with a man being totally honest. I don't know. That's just my opinion. Y'all got to realize a lot of this stuff is just my opinion. Yeah, she's in San Francisco. All right, big shout out to Deborah. Deborah Lynn Davis Payton, who's in San Francisco, okay? And also Samael, who's out there in Sacramento. All right, anybody else in the building, y'all make sure y'all hit me up at 347-884-8810. Holla at your boy Fat Man. Of course, like I said, today's topic on Sexually Speaking is foreplay. The mind fuck, all right? You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you women out there getting mind fucked by your man or anything like that, but is your man in tune with his woman's body, okay? Is your man in tune with your body? I want to hear from you ladies. Let me know if your man is in tune with your body. If your man is in tune with your body, then I want to congratulate that man, because men don't understand how you have to be in tune with a woman's body. This is what we talk about all the time, you know what I'm saying? So if you're not in tune with a woman's body, how can you be in tune with your woman? Your woman has to be soon to be in San Leandro. Okay, you don't have to tell it. All right, then thank you. Well, you don't got to post it if you don't want me to tell it. So, you know what I'm saying? Don't post shit if you don't want me to say shit about it. All right, then? That's the way we roll. Ain't shit changed. Just because I'm talking to you in this deep voice, I'll still get into that ass. All right? So, you know, we're going to keep this pushing. But like I say, a man needs to be in tune with a woman's body. If a man is not in tune with a woman's body, a woman is like an instrument. A man has to learn how to play his woman's body like an instrument, you know what I'm saying? And you get all different types of feelings, you get all different types of emotions and everything, but sometime when your man is playing your body for that, playing your body as that instrument, as I say, sometime you have to slow a man up and ask him, how does it feel here on WPHAT Damn Radio? This is Sexually Speaking with your boy, the Fat Man. Let's go, y'all. We ain't gonna play today. You gonna learn today.
again.
Yo, check this out. What's going on, y'all? You got the Fat Man back up here. I don't know what happened to D'Angelo. He must have passed out or something like that. But that was how does it feel, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I be trying to tell brothers, is kind of figure out how does it feel when you're in tune with your girl, your significant other, your lover, whatever you want to call it. Big shout out to Siobhan Denise. She just hit me up out there and lives in Novi, Michigan, but she's from Detroit, Michigan. Big shout out to her. She is a Mary Kay consultant, an independent beauty consultant at Mary Kay. You know what I'm saying? So y'all need to holler at her. Big shout out to her. What's going on, mommy? Damn, girl, you fine as hell. Okay, well, that's a horse of another color. But anyway, we're going to get back into this. I guess this is why I've been named the bad boy of Thick Nation Radio, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? I don't know how I got that name, you know what I'm saying? I see that name kind of fitting more of my nigga Shooter than it fits me, but it's all good, though, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my girl Sonya Shorty by Nature out there. She's listening. You know what I'm saying? She's out there listening in Albany, New York. You know what I mean? Big shout out to her. But we ladies love it. Okay, then. I hear you. Big shout out to Deborah. Deborah's a rider. Deborah's my little ride or die, man. She just ride with me and everything. You know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure y'all hook up with Deborah. You know what I'm saying? Because she definitely be holding us down, you know, out there and soon to be in San Leandro. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to Deborah. Big shout out to Siobhan. I'm glad everybody is listening and is logged on. You know what I'm saying? And rolling with your boy, the Fat Man. But like I said, today's topic is foreplay, the mind fuck. All right? Is your man in tune with his woman's body? So y'all hit me up 347-884-8810. You know what I'm saying? And you got that thug stuff going on. All right, then. They say I got this thug shit going on. All right, then. Well, that's what's popping there. That's what's popping, huh? Oh, okay. My man Shooter just posted these pictures. Y'all, we was taking pictures yesterday. You know what I'm saying? And Shooter's taking pictures. He's posting pictures. You know what I'm saying? Of course, we got the toy drive going on. I'm soon to be posting the PayPal site. So you guys can donate $1.50. I don't care what it is, but we're going to make sure that 100 children have toys on Christmas Day, all right? If I got to pull the $100 out of my pocket, in which I've already donated the first $100, okay? So we need people to donate more money. I don't care if it's $2. I don't care if it's $1.50. $1 can change a child's life, all right? So we're going to make sure that we try and make that happen this year, and we're going to make it happen, all right? You know what I mean? Just by the grace of God and because Fat Man and the Fat Boys is behind it. So we're going to make it happen, you know what I'm saying? And this is a call to action to all of my black brothers out there, okay, all my BHMs, you know what I'm saying? I don't care what size you are, how big, how small, how tall you are. We need to step our game up and make sure that these children have a wonderful Christmas. And I'm pretty sure everybody knows a child out there that needs help. Everybody knows a family out there that needs help. Well, if you have children, for me, I have a 3-year-old daughter, you know, Shooter. He has a 4-year-old daughter. You know what I'm saying? We're teaching them the gift of giving instead of receiving. Don't get me wrong. Fat Man go make sure that his daughter have everything that she want and everything her heart's desire for Christmas within my means. But we're going to show them how to give back. We're going to start showing our kids right now how to give back because it starts at home, all right? And it starts with the parents. So, like I said, this is a call out to all my black brothers, all my white brothers, Latino brothers, Asian brothers, Hayam brothers, all my brothers out there. You know what I'm saying? We need to step our game up and make sure that these kids get some toys this Christmas. You know, you can hit your boy up. You can even hit me up on my personal cell phone number, 702-475-1109. Make a pledge, make a donation, or you can hit us up now at 347-884-8810 and make a pledge that you're going to pledge $1, $2, 50 cents. I don't care what it is. It'll all add up. But we need $1 from everybody that listens to us, from everybody that belongs to the Thick Nation community. We need $1 so we can get these kids toys and make sure that everybody has a Merry Christmas, all right? So, like I said, brothers, we need for y'all to stand up, my black brothers. And I think maybe Angie Stone can explain it a little bit better than me. So we're about to get into Angie Stone right now here on Sexually Speaking on WPHAT Jam Radio with your host, the Fat Man, the bad boy of Thick Nation Radio. Fat Man, y'all, what's going on, ladies? Y'all hit me up, all right? Let's go. Y'all need to quit playing.
Is my king, is my one. Yes, he's my father, yes, he's my son. So I can talk to him, cause he understands everything I go through and everything I am. He's my support system, I can't live without him. The best thing since sliced bread is his kiss, his hug, his lips, his touch. And I just want the whole world to know about my black brother. I love you and I'll never try to hurt you. I want you to know that I'm here for you forever too. Cause you're my black brother, strong brother, and there is no one above you.
Why?
What's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. This is Sexually Speaking, a new show that I've been trying out and this, that, and the other. This show is dedicated to all my BBW women that goes hard in the paint daily. You know what I'm saying? And I just want y'all to log on and everything. I know y'all probably tripping out on this picture that Shooter Mac just posted and everything, you know what I mean? And you know what I'm saying? They kind of labeling us the bad boys of the BBW industry, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we kind of just having fun with it, you know what I'm saying? Anybody that know me and know about me know that I'm basically a pussycat, you know what I'm saying? But it's kind of like with these shows, people have been finding out a little bit more about me more and more and things. Women like, I didn't know that about you. I didn't know that about you. How are you going to know anything about me if you don't sit and talk and you ask me? You know what I mean? Sex is usually a taboo conversation to certain women, men, and things when they're first meeting. But then again, now it's getting to where sex is kind of like the main topic of any conversation right now, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we're all adult. This is an adult show, you know what I mean? We can talk and express ourselves and everything. Just like I say, you know, you got to get with these men. I'm talking to my men now. Men, you got to get into your women. You got to get into your women's mind. You got to know how to mind fuck your woman. If you don't know how to mind fuck your woman, how would you know how to have foreplay? All right, so it doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen in the course of 15, 20 minutes. You know what I'm saying? It happens during the course of meeting a woman, courting a woman, talking to a woman. You know what I'm saying? Getting to know a woman when you speak. You know what I mean? Your conversation game got to be tight. If your conversation game ain't tight, how do you expect anyone to even listen, let alone hold somebody's attention? I keep going back to that. It's all about holding a woman's attention, because if you don't hold a woman's attention, you'll be telling her that we're not making love anymore.
Make me feel this way. That's why it's killing me what we're going through. Somehow between me and you, our love would stand the test of time and never ever fade. But we're not making
we ran out of words.
We're running out of words.
What's going on, everybody? That was my boy's Drew Hill, and we're not making love anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like I was saying, you know, fellas, you got to be in tune with your woman. Today's topic is foreplay, the mind fuck, all right? Are you in tune with your woman's body, okay? And I want to give another big shout-out to my girl, Marianne Trissell, all right? Marianne is out there. Last week she was baking pies and this and the other. She was still in the kitchen cooking and everything. But today she said, I got you locked, all right? So as long as she got me locked in, you know what I'm saying? She can't go wrong, you know what I'm saying? So we got, she said, as always, I'm in the kitchen baking home, red velvet cake with cream cheese filling and buttercream frosting. All right, okay, girl. Now, you're talking to the man, you're talking to the wrong man about buttercream frosting, because I'm the type of junker, I will rub you down in buttercream frosting and red velvet cake, cream cheese filling, and all of that stuff. Y'all just don't know. I make a meal. I can make a meal out of anything, you know what I'm saying? But it's all good. Big shout-out to Marianne out there, you know what I mean? And like I said, you got the fat man up in here on another Saturday. Sexually Speaking Show Part 2, y'all. I'm trying something new. This is a show dedicated to all my BBW women that go hard in the paint daily, every day, all my single parent BBWs, all my BBWs that's out there getting it in, all my young and up and coming BBWs, all my women that's running their own businesses, all my women that's single and doing their own thing and marching by their own music and moving by their own tune. You know what I'm saying? This show is dedicated to you. Now, I got a caller that's calling in. Whoever's calling me, they're calling me from a block number because it comes in 11111111. And everything. So I'm going to find out who this is. Who is this? You got the fat man up in here, WPHAT Radio, Sexually Speaking.
Yeah, hi. This is Mr. Solution. And I just want to present a different perspective. You said things like a man is supposed to hold his woman's attention and mind fuck.
Okay.
Right. Now, I don't disagree with that last one. But I think what you're leaving out, number one, is that women have a brain. And women,
right.
Women make choices. They choose the men who they're with. My
exactly.
advice to men and women, but particularly to men, don't waste time on a woman who doesn't like you. Because women tell you all the time, spending money on them or trying to do things to impress them, if she doesn't like you, she doesn't like you.
Right.
Move on
right.
to someone who does. And
right.
what happens so often is that women lock up the communication to where they lock themselves out of the relationship with the man they should be with, and they disallow the man to be with them who really wants them. And so that's the real madness. Go ahead. What?
No, I'm listening to you. Go ahead. Do your thing. I'm listening to you because you are definitely – right.
Can I say fucking? I feel like saying fuck.
Go ahead. We're on the internet. Knock yourself out.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to say that. Because I've been talking to so many pussified men lately, hiding in the figurative vagina of a woman and behaving like women. Women that are worth anything want the truth. And the truth is, relationships are in the shitter, okay?
Okay.
And the primary reason they're in the shitter is because women aren't talking. Women have an iron grip on how relationships are right now. Now, you may or may not want to admit this, but I want to say it anyway. A man may approach a woman, but a woman decides where that goes. She decides if you stay in her life or if you're out of her life forever. She makes that decision. And the reason she makes that decision is because she doesn't participate in the very necessary introductory contact. In other words, she never shows her hand. She sits around and lurks and bullshits, or she's just stupid as to how to even get a conversation started. And that's where the real problem is. So the communication can't start between two people unless both people want it. And one of the things that men don't do is say to women what they want. Now, what does a woman want? I agree with Chris Rock. She wants everything. She wants the man to risk rejection from her. She wants the man to pay for her entertainment and meals, and I call that meal and drink hoeing. And she wants the man to lay all of this out for her as if he is committed to her, but she's not committed to him at all. And that's fucked up.
Yeah,
and until men have the balls and the intelligence, stop being knuckle-dragging Neanderthals and address this major problem, you will not have any forward movement between men and women. Forget it, end of issue. Because there's no channel for them to communicate. Women are blocking it. What do you have to say about that now that I've pointed it out?
Now I'm gonna say me personally, I agree 100% with you. This is one of the things that I talk about on my other radio show on Thick Nation Radio that we do every Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? These are some of the topics that we go over, and I do agree with you. You know what I'm saying? If the key is communication, if no one's communicating and everybody is sitting around on their hands and sitting around on their ass and waiting for the next person to make a move, how do you expect? We as men are not mind readers. We don't have a crystal
ball.
But
it's worse than that. It's worse than what you just said. Not only are men and women not communicating, women are blocking communication. And let me give you one of their bullshit arguments. Well,
okay.
I'm traditional. Well, what I say to women, if you've been sport fucking, in other words, if you've been fucking men whom you're not married to, you're not traditional. That's a lie. That's a lie. Traditionalism had to do with family and purity related to the fidelity of the woman. In other words, if a woman is not a virgin, and I had a woman in the UK ask me this the other day. I don't know if you get into Christian philosophy, but I'm familiar with Christian philosophy and theology. But she was saying, well, what if the woman is reconstituted? What if she's been reborn? Well, what you did in your past doesn't change. And you're making the assumption, or at least she was, that there was some merit in women playing this game, this little I can't talk to you, he. And a lot of men, pom-pom girls and cheerleaders for women, promote this fucking madness. Then they turn around and say, why are things in the crapper? Because you've given women this privilege to be little girls in adult female bodies. They need to get their asses up and talk to a man. That is women who want a relationship with a man. They've got to be social with men, get to know men, talk to men. There's nothing wrong with that. And let me just say this, and I'd love to have your feedback. They put the emphasis in the wrong damn place. The emphasis should not be on the introduction as something that's, prohibited. Nothing should be prohibited. That's crazy, by the way. But where they should put the emphasis on is the conversation. See, women put the emphasis on, I don't want to call it the superficial, but they put the emphasis on the introduction. And both people need to be introducing themselves if they're going to get to know each other. Hell, we don't marry members of our own family. We marry strangers. So you got to get your happy ass up there and learn. Now, let me say this. Men in the church, pussies. For the most part, men in the church, they may be fairly decent men, but they're like a good car without a starter. It's not worth a shit because you can't get it started. And since they try and protect women in women's insanity and childish behavior, nothing is moving forward. And by the way, the divorce rate is higher for the Christian church than it is for the general population. Did you know that?
Okay. No, I didn't know that. No, I didn't.
Well, they're full of shit.
What is your name?
Mr. Solution. I'm a relationship troubleshooter.
Okay, you're Mr. Solution. Will you post something on my wall so I can send people to your page and everything? And we
no,
can
I don't
get,
have a page. I just have my words and the logic and the reason that I bring to the madness and the maddening behavior that people are practicing so readily. It's like the definition of insanity. They're doing the same stupid, dumbass thing.
Yo, Mr. Solution, I appreciate you calling in, man. I got to keep this show moving. I have other callers. Please feel free to call me every Saturday. I've been getting
in the queue.
You got Facebook blowing up right now, man. I'm getting messages from all over. You got people agreeing with you, people disagreeing with you, people with their comments. So I appreciate you.
Yeah, I hang out in the queue.
You have been the first gentleman that has called in on this show and voiced his opinion, and I say bravo to you, my brother. I am behind you 100%. Keep doing your damn thing. I got to keep it pushing, Mr. Solution, and I will talk to you.
Can you hear me?
Real
Can you hear
soon.
Me now?
Thank
Can
you.
Can you hear me?
All right, then, y'all. That was my man, Mr. Solution, and everything. Big shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? He was doing the thing. I think he wanted to vent. I'm not sure, but we're going to keep this pushing and we're going to keep it moving. You know, you got your boy up in here. This is WPHAT Jam Radio. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. We need people to call in and voice their opinion. Yeah, he's right to an extent. It's about communication. Certain women want a man to make the first move. Certain men want a woman to make the first move. I say you need to throw all that out of the window, you know what I'm saying? And you need to really, really, really deal with your emotions.
Shadarati, say to the lady, oh yeah, all things deal with emotions. Yeah. See, it's all about emotions, all about emotions. My mother's womb, I cried, and at the age of 5, first time I felt my pride. So when I turned 10, I began to like friends. Yeah, all things deal with emotions from the healing to the end. I'm
Everybody, big shout out to everybody that's calling in and stuff. Big shout out to my man, Mr. Solution, that called in. You know what I'm saying? He was giving his point of view. He was doing the damn thing. You know what I'm saying? You know, we got he got my Facebook blowing up. You know, I got a lot of different opinions on Mr. Solution, but my brother, I appreciate you calling in and giving and voicing your opinion. That's what we need to do more in our community is voice our opinion, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to all the ladies. Mary Ann, I got Tasha Smith Jacobs in the building. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to Taisha Smith Jacobs. I'm sorry, baby. I just be wanting to call you Tasha and shit all the damn time and everything. Big shout out to my girl the male that's in the building, and of course Deborah Lynn Payton, and of course my girl Mary Ann is definitely in the building. Taisha said, what have you made the taste in your mouth? What have made the taste in your mouth? I don't know, baby. Send me a retraction and this and the other. I'm glad you're loving the pics. We loving you because you're always logged in with us and you roll with us, you know what I'm saying? But shout out to Mary Ann and Deborah Lynn, you know what I'm saying? I want to kind of talk to them for a minute because these are two of my older BBWs. Now, these are women, you know what I'm saying? Not taken away from any other women in the BBW industry and our BBW community and our Thick Nation community, but I know Mary Ann and I know Deborah. You know what I'm saying? And we've all talked and this, that, and the other. And I'm not even going to lie. To everybody that don't know, this starts my birthday month, okay? You know what I'm saying? So your boy Fat Man will be a year older on December 20th, all right? I will be 44 years old, okay? And one reason how I got to be 44 years old was dealing with older women, all right? I've always been attracted to an older woman. I'm attracted to women, period, but older women seem to not beat around the bush. Older women is direct to the point. When I met Mary Ann, I hit on her, and she looked at me and let me know, boy, you don't want none of this. And I was like, okay then. But, you know, they schooled me, and they schooled me on how to be respectful. You know, men have to learn how to be respectful of a woman, you know what I'm saying? And older women seem to take the time. They take the time, but then again, they don't have the time because they don't have time for games. And that's really what it's all about, not having time for games. When you get with an older woman is direct to the point. She knows what she wants. She knows where she's going. She's assertive. You know what I mean? She's going to tell you either it's yes or no. It's not, I don't know, let me call you back 5 minutes later, or anything like that. So some of you young sisters can take a chapter out of some of the older BBW's book, because they're not going to put themselves out there. They know not to put their feelings out there and put their feelings on their sleeve. A lot of women tend to put their feelings on their sleeve, you know what I'm saying? And when we say it's all about communication, when we say, when we talk to you, and when we try and get to know you and communicate with you, you women have to talk to us. We don't know. We can't read your mind. We are not mind readers. Thus, the mind fuck. That's how the mind fuck starts, with communication and conversation. If you can't conversate, how can you communicate? So in all other words, I just say, come and talk to me, all right, on WPHAT Jam Radio. This is Sexually Speaking with your boy, the Fat Man. Stop playing.
I mean, I'm not cocky, but I'll be your coat man. Slide to the split and get comfy. Close the door, dim the lights, press the play and then pump me. All of me like that was a booming system. You think about your man, how you used to make pretend. Notice how I think you used to. Now I feel like that when you rap, you get used to. Cause with me, there's no pressure, no strain. I just wanna know.
Yeah, y'all, what's going on? That was Jodeci, Come and Talk to Me. It's your boy up in here, Fat Man, on WPHAT Jam Radio, right here on Sexually Speaking. Big shout out to everybody that's been giving us their feedback, you know, just on Priceless. We got Tanisha Smith, we got Marianne Trussell, we got Deborah Lynn Davis, we got Shorty B in the building, you know what I'm saying? I think we even got a Kimberly Nicole out there. Big shout out to Kimberly Nicole. She just got a gig being a blogger on a new BBW magazine out in the UK. So you know what I mean? So big shout out to her. I'm so proud of her. We're about to get into this topic of foreplay. Yes, Deborah, we can talk anytime, sweetie. All you have to do is call me, sweetie. Don't worry about it. We can talk, you know. I will make time to talk to you, darling. So don't trip. But big shout out to my girl, Marianne. She just made a profound statement. It's like flirting. It's like flirting is foreplay, okay? When a man or a woman can make someone almost come while just flirting, but people don't take the time to just be sensual, all right? And that's one of the things that I can say that I pride myself on. You have to be, a man has to be, he has to have passion and be passionate about what he does. Foreplay is not done just before sex. Foreplay is done all day, every day, 365 days a year, even on weekends, holidays, and even in leap year, okay? You know what I'm saying? A man needs to foreplay with his woman every day, all right? That means when you come home from work, you smack her on the ass when you come through the door, you bite her on the neck, you know what I'm saying? You make your woman feel like that queen that she needs to feel like, okay? Because you want her to feel so beautiful by the time you leave the house, before you come home. Foreplay is calling your woman in the middle of the day just to say hello and that you were thinking about her, all right? Foreplay is bringing home a card or flowers, all right? Foreplay is cooking dinner, you know what I'm saying? Foreplay can be so many things. This is why we call the mind fuck. Okay, because if you got foreplay, you're mentally having sex with your woman. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. If she's feeling you, she's going to feel you all the way. So by the time it's time to lay your woman in the bed and look into her eyes and tell her how beautiful she is, she done already came. She done already came several times before you can even touch her. Me personally, I like to get into a woman's head. I like to speak with a woman, and I like to talk to a woman. I want a woman to tell me her most deepest and innermost thoughts because I'm going to share mine with her. I want a woman to be able to come by the tone of my voice. I want a woman to be able to get moist when she sees me walk through the door. I want a woman to be able to shiver and have chills run down her spine from my touch, okay? Because to me, you are so beautiful.
You're my baby, my lover, my lady. All night you make me want you, it drives me crazy. I feel like you were made just for me, babe. Tell me if you feel the same way, 'cause it just feels so right. I don't wanna waste no time. If I had to choose, I know I'm gonna always choose to be with you. 'Cause girl, don't you know?
Girl, don't you know you're so beautiful? I wanna give all my love to you, girl. Not just tonight, but the rest of your life. I wanna be always here by your side. Girl, don't you know you're so beautiful? I wanna give all my love to you, girl. Not just tonight, but the rest of your life. I wanna be always here by your side.
When you're not here, you don't know how much I miss you. The whole time on my mind is how much I'm gonna get to make you feel so good, like you know I could. Tell me if you feel the same way, 'cause it just feels so right. I don't wanna waste no time. Girl, if I had to choose, I know I'm gonna always choose to be with you. Girl, don't you know?
Girl, don't you know?
Yes, babe.
I wanna give all my love to you, girl. Not just tonight, but the rest of your life.
Your life.
I wanna be
always here by your side.
Girl, don't you know you're so beautiful? I wanna
give all my love to you, girl.
Everybody got the fat man up in here. That was my man, Music Soul Child, and beautiful, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, we were sitting here talking about foreplay, okay? And, you know, I was just sitting here getting feedback from women and things, and, you know, certain women like to be told what to do. Certain women like to be touched a certain way. certain women like to be romanced a certain way. You know, a woman is more sexy and alluring when she is sensual, but yet sensuous. Very big difference. A woman can be seductive. A woman can be erotic. If you can get a woman that can possess all of these levels, then you definitely got yourself a queen. You know what I'm saying? And you need to something. Yeah, I hear you, Tanisha. Yeah, I hear you, girl. Look here, don't be about it. Don't. If you knew better, you do better. Don't talk about it. Be about it better. You know what I'm saying? Cause Fat Man does not play. Okay. So, but like I said, when it comes to foreplay, a woman has to be erotic. She has to be sensuous. Okay. She has to exude a certain type of sexuality. Me, I like to say a woman has to have a certain pouli-fousse, if I can go there. That's me using my little French shit. You know what I mean? Certain women, I've been running into the women that loves the domineering male. I guess that's where this everybody figure that I'm such a big thug and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? All of that. Yeah, you're right, Deborah. All of that. But certain women like a man to take charge. Certain women like a man to talk to you a certain way. You know what I'm saying? Certain women like a man to come in from work and don't even take a shower and just grab you up and grab you by your hair and ravish you like you're supposed to be done. A man is supposed to be into a woman as much as a man is into getting up, going to work every morning. It's not supposed to be secondary. It's supposed to be number one on your list. When you come home, the first thing you're supposed to do is kick off your shoes and get into your woman, whether it's getting to her mentally, physically, or all of the above. But you make sure that you get into your woman. And when you do, and when you get her to that spot, you make sure you lick, 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 lick. Quit playing.
My name is Pleasure P, and I'm addicted to sex. I mean, I got a confession to make, and I'm really seeking your help. You know what I'm saying? See, I got this girl, and every time we do it, it's incredible. I mean, it's amazing. I just can't stop. I mean, how can I say that? I'm just addicted.
I don't know what to do, cause sex is always on my mind. Me and this girl, we've been dealing for a while, and I can't get enough of her. When she starts rubbing my body, make me wanna do something real naughty. Cause she likes to get on top, and when she get on top, she likes to stay on top and make her body just drop. Oh, 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 oh. Sexy while we're sexing, that's why I wanna love. Girl, I wanna lick all over your body, baby.
Girl, I wanna lick,
lick, lick. Girl, you make my tongue go la 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 la. And I can't stop thinking about her and what we used to do. Strawberries and whipped cream, and ooh, I'm just a fiend, addicted to your love. I can't get enough.
She stops rubbing my body, make me wanna do something real now. Cause she likes to get on top, and when she get on top, she likes to stay on top and make her body just drop.
Can't get enough. I wanna lick your body, baby.
and I won't stop. Can't stop and I won't stop, babe. I want it in the morning time. I want to have sex in the evening time.
Everybody, it's your boy Fat Man up in here. That was my man Pleasure P and Lick Lick Lick. I'm getting people hitting me up like, "Ooh, you so nasty. Ooh, it's time for Mr. Nasty." Y'all are too much, but I'm enjoying y'all. Big shout out to my girl Siobhan Denise that's in the building. We got Tanisha out there in Brooknam. She's holding us down all the way in Brooklyn, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Of course, Marianne is out here in Las Vegas. Siobhan is out there in Detroit, out there in Novi. Big shout out to her. And Deborah is out there in San Diego, or San Leandro, as she said that she's going to be later on. You know what I'm saying? Anybody else that's in the building that I missed, big shout out to Shorty B that's out there. You know what I'm saying? My man, Bo Mania. You know what I'm saying? Diva D is in the building, you know what I mean? Shooter Mac is definitely in the house right now, you know what I'm saying? He's working the Facebooks and everything. Who is this? I got people hitting me up. I got, of course, who is this? My girl Daiquiri, the Queen Gilbert. You know, she's up in the building and everything. Oh, my God, Daiquiri, you look gorgeous, sweetie. She's been doing a lot of BBW competitions and everything. Don't have folks stalking me. I'm not going to have folks stalking you, Siobhan. Trust me, I'm not going to have folks stalking you. They're not going to stalk you because why? Because they got too much damn respect for me and they don't want to see me coming after them over you, sweetie. You know what I'm saying? So it's all good. Anybody that hits you up, trust me. You tell them, yo, if you don't know Fat Man, I don't know you. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to all the ladies that's hitting me up. And if you're listening, I need all the ladies to go to my wall on Facebook. And if you're listening to me right now, I need you to go to my wall on Facebook, and I want you to post, "Hell yeah," okay? That way I know who's definitely in the building, who's going to be in the roll call, et cetera, et cetera. So if you're listening to me, go to my wall right now and post, "Hell yeah," okay? And now, for all the guys that's out there listening, including Mr. Solution and everything, let me kind of holler at you about something that I've been noticing and getting feedback from women. Men, women are telling us that they want us to step our game up. Men, it's coming to be a new year. The women want us to step our game up. They want us to take charge. I keep telling you that. They want us to take charge and everything. You guys, fellas, you need to take your woman and basically, I'm trying to find the right words and everything, but fellas, we need to basically take our women and take them to the next level. If you're trying to go to the next level, the thing is for a woman to walk with you and not behind you. You want a woman to walk beside you because that's supposed to be your queen, and only a queen can uplift her king. This is a form of foreplay. When you treat your woman like the queen she's supposed to be treated as, when you give your woman that respect that she needs for being a mother and bearing your children, I do believe, like I said before, that Black women are not getting the respect that I feel that they need. So if it it has to start with me by respecting each black woman, one woman at a time, I have no problem with that. Maybe we can start a domino effect. But, men, you have to get into your woman. You have to get into their mind. Take the time to listen to your woman. Listen to what's on her mind. Listen to her ideas. If you're supposed to be a big supporter and you're supposed to be behind your girl, then the first thing that women want men to do is to learn how to listen, okay? Because sometimes you don't deserve that woman, and sometimes, women, you don't deserve that man. You know what I mean? You deserve the best, but if you're not getting the best, and after you put in so much work and so much time over so many years, and you look at your situation and you look back on your accomplishments, and if you haven't accomplished anything with that man or that woman, I think you kind of need to think about kind of moving on, because maybe I deserve better. Maybe I don't. But maybe I deserve.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. Oh, well, well, well.
Do you mind if I tell the truth?
For a second, y'all.
Tell the truth.
Yeah. No.
Maybe I deserve
to wonder who's calling so damn late for you to say I'm tripping. Just a homie from the States
said it's just a homie.
Don't he know it's 1 o'clock in the morning? Say it's cool, baby, it's cool.
Maybe I deserve
for you to say he's coming into town. Wondering if you and him could hang out.
Oh,
I don't like it, but I know I gotta trust you. It ain't cool, cause I know it's true.
Maybe I deserve
for you to go out and find some other guy.
Maybe I deserve
for you to stay out with them all night.
Maybe I deserve
for you to do all the things I did to you.
Maybe I deserve.
Oh yeah,
maybe I deserve.
Oh yeah,
maybe I deserve
for you to go out and find some other guy.
Maybe I deserve
for you to stay out with them all night.
Maybe I deserve
for you to do all the things I did to you.
Maybe I deserve.
Oh yeah,
maybe I deserve.
Oh yeah,
maybe I deserve
for you to put on a sexy dress. Ask you who the hell you trying to impress. For you to laugh it all like it ain't nothing. I know it's something. Maybe it's nothing here to sit at home and wonder where you are. Is it kissing you, touching you, holding you? What? Take a drink to help ease my mind. I wanna be mad,
wanna be
after all those times.
After all
the times, for you to go out and find some other guy.
Maybe I deserve
for you to stay out with them all night.
Maybe I deserve
for you to do all the things I did to you.
Maybe I deserve.
Oh yeah.
I treat it on you, and you told me I won't care, cause
emotion, cause I done played you about 3 or 4 times. Oh, 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 oh. Woman, oh no, no, we can't even stay and wait by the phone, but we do the same shit.
Everybody, that was I don't know what happened. Every time I have a meeting in my bedroom, something always go wrong, and it's hit me up. You know what I'm saying? So, big shout out to everybody that's hitting me up. I got a question from Miss Deborah Lynn Payton. All right, she asked me, I don't know who this is calling me and this and the other, y'all. Please don't call me while I'm on while I'm on the phone and everything. But like I said, I have a question from Deborah Lynn. If a woman approaches you and just wants to have sex with you, would you ever consider taking her serious if she wanted to have a relationship with you after? I said, yeah, why? You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of like, yeah, why not? It depends on how the woman, you women got to understand. Look here, we're all adults. You got people out here doing things unnecessarily and not taking their sexuality into consideration. Me, I do not play with a woman's sexuality, nor do I play with mine. I met up with someone, and she asked me to have sex, and I agreed to do that, and then the next day she wanted to holler at me and everything like that. Look here, there's nothing wrong with seeing what's at the end of the rainbow. Sometimes you just got to slow down long enough to stand the rain, okay? So my thing is, yeah, it depends on who the woman is and how you go about it, but like I said, you know, don't never say never, you know, and can't nobody never turn their nose up at nothing, you know what I'm saying? Because like I said, can you stand the rain?
Be right there for me.
What's going on, everybody? That's Fat Man up in here. We're doing it real big today. Today's sexual topic on Sexually Speaking Today was foreplay, the mind fuck, you know, as a man in tune with a woman's body. And I just got another question from my girl, Samel, out in Sacramento. And she sent me this fine-ass picture, this and the other, of her. Damn, Samel, you chocolate motherfucker, you damn. You look good, girl. And everything, girl, you look good. You look good. You look like a bacon and egg sandwich, girl. You look good. And everything. She said, my question is, her question is, how can you mind fuck a person if you don't have much contact because of distance and a busy schedule? Okay. If you don't have very much contact with the person because of a busy schedule, distance, this is where communication comes in. You have to call and talk to that person. You do things like what you did, sweetie. You send that person pictures and everything. You keep a man's mind stimulated. You can stimulate someone's mind from miles and miles and miles away. Sooner or later, you're going to have to make that connection. But if you can talk and give someone, you have to use the element of imagination. Men use imagination. When you women send us those pictures through text message and through Facebook and things like that, you're making us use our imagination and everything, which stimulates our minds. Fuck, you are mind fucking us because you are keeping and holding our attention. You send us those sexy pictures and you send us the comments of I'm missing you and I can't wait to see you again and things like that. Along as someone makes the move or makes the move to see one another, it can work. It doesn't work when the distance starts elapsing, when it's I can only see you every 4 or 5 months. I can't see you until the first of the year. Men are nocturnal creatures, which, yeah, we hunt at night. We don't usually hunt during the day. We hunt at night. So, yeah, when it's nighttime, a man going to go out because he's out drinking and he's out kicking it with his homies and this and the other, and that's where bullshit starts. But if you can do things, if a woman can do things like make herself relevant in a man's life with pictures, phone calls, little innuendos. I'm not talking about sending a man money. All you women out there that figure, well, I'm going to send you money and this, that, and the other, that's going to hold a man's attention. No, that's not going to hold his attention. That's going to let him know that you can be a portable ATM when the fuck he need it. So he's going to use that shit against you. Ladies, start using your what they call back in the day, your feminine wiles, okay? Start being more creative. Start getting more creative. Start getting more creative on getting a man's attention. The shit can last and the shit can pop, but you got to be able to hold someone's attention. So, to answer your question, Samel, if you're into that person and you're really digging that person, well, then you're going to make sure you take the time to call that person. You're going to make sure you take the time to send those little pictures and just those little things. Yeah, we all know everybody has a busy schedule and everybody's doing their damn thing and we're coming towards the end of the year and everybody's running around and all of that. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes you just have to slow down long enough to make that phone call. And a phone call only takes 5 seconds. Yeah, I know I'm wrong. I can be put in that category because, yeah, I do. I have a busy, busy schedule, and sometimes I don't get the chance to call the people that I need to call. Sometimes I don't get a chance to get in touch with the ladies that I need to get in touch with that's been supporting me and being a part of the movement and letting me know that Fat Man keep doing your damn thing and everything like that. But I do strive. I do strive. And I try and stay relevant in someone's life if I'm digging that someone. Because other than that, you'll wind up being a part-time lover. And that's just real shit.
Thank you.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I just want to thank everybody for calling into the show today. I want to thank everybody for calling in and logging in to the question of the day and everything like that. I just want to kind of let y'all know this show is dedicated to all my BBWs that go hard in the paint, all my BBWs that don't get the recognition and the love that they're supposed to get, all my BBWs that don't that get looked upon as, you know, you're stuck up or you're this, that, and the other, or you because you don't bow down, because you don't bend, because you don't budge, because you don't bend over backwards. This show is for y'all. I want to dedicate this show and show y'all that there are men out here that respect you, that will put you on that pedestal that every woman needs to be on. There are men out here that's going to love you from the bottom of your feet to the top of your head. There are men out here that love the way you walk, love the way you move, love the way you talk, love the way you play with your hair. One thing that we're going to get into next week is we're going to get into body language. You women know how to talk to men with your body. You've been knowing how to talk to men with your body. Men, if you find a woman that don't really know how to communicate, watch her body language. If you want to learn anything about a woman or the woman that you're dating, the woman that you've been with, watch her body. Her body talks to you every day, all day, 24 hours a day. She doesn't have to talk to you verbally. Look into her eyes. A woman likes to talk with her eyes. More than anything, a woman uses gestures, a woman uses hand gestures, body language. It's all there for you. A woman is basically a road map, all right? So you have to follow and read. White people tell you, read the signs. If you read the signs, it'll take you anywhere you want to go. Same thing that you have to do with a woman. You have to read her signs. If you read her signs, it'll take you anywhere you want to go, all right? Because a lot of men, they don't know. And what they don't know will hurt them. For the ones that do know, is going to move forward. You know what I'm saying? And they're going to blossom and they're going to bubble. When you find that woman that you can make that connection with and you've made a connection, have you ever met somebody a site or something like that and started talking to that person and it seemed like you've been knowing that person for years and you've only been knowing that person for a couple of weeks? That's the mind fuck, all right? When you see a woman and you meet that woman and she don't say nothing to you and you walk up and introduce yourself like a gentleman should and she turns around and she say, I've been checking you out too. That's the body language, all right? So educate yourselves, people. Educate yourselves, players. Educate yourselves, fellas, because there's a lot of men out there. They don't know. I'm going to holler at y'all next week. It's your boy, the Fat Man. This is Sexually Speaking on WPHAT Radio. Hope y'all enjoyed the show. I'm out of here. Quit playing, because you're going to learn today.
Girl, I just want to